Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Mamma mia, here I go again. Mama, how can I resist you? Mamma mia, does it show again? Mama, just how much I missed you.
Just giving everybody a few extra seconds with the song. Hope you enjoyed that. How could you not? Paul Hamilton with us now on the West Her Hotline. Paul, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
What's your day like when the Sabres are out west and you're here with us? Are you you get a nap in or?
No, I catch up with appointments. Of course, I write a pregame article for our website. Do a little research on the game, what's going on, and that type of thing. So it's. I've also been planning my travel for the rest of the season, so that has to get done, whether it's flights or hotels and that kind of thing. So this is the time I can start doing things like that because I don't have games and practices.
Lots of rumors about what the Sabres might be doing here or planning to do in the next week or so. You brought up when we last spoke how it was time. I mean, maybe it's long past time for there to be organizational changes. And I know you're not a rumors guy, and I haven't seen anything from, like, the big insiders here.
But there feels like there's stuff everywhere, Paul.
Everybody seems to think that changes are afoot.
And the thing is, now is the time. I look at the players when they're talking to them on these interviews, whether I've been live with them or watching them on TV. They've just had the life sucked out of them. I mean, you can't keep going like this. It's been 6 years. I mean, and some of them have been here for the whole time of the Adams regime. And it's like there's no hope at all. And he gets frozen. And things just go south, but nothing happens. It's just the same old, same old, same old, same old. And it's just like the life is sucked out of him. And, you know, if for some reason he's still around when the end of the year rolls around, that I guess would mean he's going to get a contract extension because that means he would have done the trade deadline, which would blow me away. You know, it's going to be a mass exodus out of here. It's going to be just like it was with Reinhardt, Bogosian, and Eichel and that group.
Ristolainen was a part of that too.
Get us all out of here, and that's exactly what's going to happen, and you're going to be right back to square one. You can't do that, and it has to be – the time has come – the time is long past coming, and now is the time. It seems like maybe finally the owner has realized this, but it would be just like the Sabres to win 3 games in a row and to shoot that plan up. So,
should we want them to win 3 games in a row?
I'm
conflicted.
I'm torn, Paul.
Yeah, if they do that, then there's probably an Adams contract extension coming. So
I don't know.
I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah, they won. They won their last game. They've got two more on this trip before they come home. I think a week from tonight they host Philly, their first game back after this lengthy trip. I think I have that right. Mm-hmm. Let's just we'll have plenty of time to discuss this if and when these changes actually do come, assuming it's sooner rather than later. What does change if they let's take one hypothetical exit off the turnpike here. Adams is out, and maybe Kekalainen seems like a reasonable idea. He's got experience. If he wants the job, maybe he's the easiest, even in an interim. Like, what effect does it have on the group? Like, do you think that it's a real sort of energy boost that, like, hey, we're out from under this thing? I do think Adams is the subject of a lot of the derision that the players might hear from their peers within the league, that he still has this job. So, I don't know, like, how much credibility do they gain if they actually make the move?
I think some players are blown away themselves that it still is happening. I don't think there's any question about that. So I think it's a weight off your shoulders that, well, maybe there is change on the horizon. Maybe there is hope at the end of the tunnel. Because I believe Rasmus Dahlin and Thompson, when they have said they want to be part of the solution. But how can you believe there is a solution on the horizon if this guy is still around? If I'm a player, I can't believe that. And then I'm like, well, as much as I would like to be part of the solution here, I just can't take it anymore. You know, so I think you're given hope if it happens. And even if it is somebody on interim basis, which I would almost guarantee that it would start that way.
Right.
You know, that it's all right, interim basis, and the guy's been a GM.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe they would just make him the GM. I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah,
actually.
I only say that about him, like, if he wants it, because there's a big difference from, you know, flying in and out to places. I understand he was in Carolina over the weekend. That might be why Trevor Kuntar got signed, watching Rochester play last weekend. That's a different job than, like, being here running the Sabres 24/7. You know what I mean? So I don't know if he's eager to get back into that. If he is, then obviously the door would be open.
Well, I know Adams said that he was going to be based in Columbus, and I'm going to be quite honest with you. I see him around almost all the time.
Yeah.
It's rare I don't see him. I mean, he's around almost all the time, so I don't know how much time he's spending in Columbus.
Right.
Doesn't seem like much at all. So he's basically been around full time. Now, if he was the one that signed Kuntar, well, maybe that tells you something right there. We don't know. We're not there.
Right.
But we do know he was scouting him, and at the very least suggested that he be signed. But you know, maybe he was the one that did sign him. I don't know. As I said, I'm not there. But it's, you know, he's certainly qualified for the job. And getting back to your original question, I think it would be a huge weight off the players and give them some hope that down the line that maybe it isn't going to be so bad here.
Yeah.
Paul, if this goes back to our conversation on Tuesday as well and what you said then, if the owner has decided to make this change or others, what does it mean to wait until they get home? Like, would that be customary? Would that be unusual for them to not do the thing they want to do until they're back?
It's not unusual. It's not usual. I kind of agree with you because you said, why not now? And I can't argue with you. I mean, if you're going to do it, do it. Why do you have to wait till they get back to Buffalo or wait to see how the road trip goes? You haven't been watching the last 5.5 years. You need to see how the road trip goes? Huh? I don't care if they won all six.
Right.
You got to see how the road trip goes? I mean, come on. So, I don't see the point in waiting. And I don't see why it took you until the middle of this road trip, if it did, or when you made the decision, if you've made one. This whole organization has trouble making decisions. I mean, the coach can't decide what goalie he wants to put in. The GM can't decide anything. He's just frozen. The owner can't decide who the GM should be or anybody else in the organization. So, I mean, that's the way they roll in this organization. Nobody can make a decision.
Yeah. Mentioned Kuntar and how I came to learn that Kekalainen was watching him. I don't know that Adams wasn't, but I know Kekalainen was last weekend when Rochester was in Carolina. What do you, have you? You haven't been to Rochester since he's been there, right? I don't know if you've seen him play.
No.
I mean, I can offer some degree of a scouting report on the kid. I mean, he's producing offensively for the first time really in his AHL career this year in Rochester. But this is not a guy that you're looking – he's energy guy, you know, bottom six type guy, I think, is what you're looking at in Trevor Kuntar.
Yeah, he tends to sit in the penalty box, which means he gets involved. You know, that means he's around battles.
Yeah.
He's probably in front of the net causing havoc. He lead the team in goals, you know, the American Hockey League team, Rochester. But as you said, that's not normal for him, even if you look at his college numbers. But, yeah, not afraid to get his nose in there and get it dirty. And, you know, is he a guy that's going to be a career NHLer? We don't know. But he might be just a guy that you can count on to come up and a guy you can count on with your prospects in the American Hockey League. Those guys are important. You know, you talk about the numbers Levi put up last year. Look at the defense that was in front of them. They had a lot of career AHL veterans that played very well in front of him when they are in the AHL. You know, and it's important to have those guys with your prospects. So I think Kuntar would be somebody that you would say, yeah, you know, we want him around our guys, and we want him to rub off on our guys. So that's the kind of guy you're looking for. I don't think you're looking for a guy that's going to be probably in the NHL long term, but can you know, fill in when you need him.
Do you think he'll go in tonight? I mean, I know you're not there, but I understand he was skating as an extra in the game day skate, so maybe that's not a great sign.
Yeah, that's Matthew Fairburn said that he was down there. He said that he was skating as an extra. So it's not looking like – it's looking like it's the same lineup, which would have Dunn centering the energy line and Kozak up one line. You know, and Kozak is fine doing that. I mean, again, it's a fill-in type of thing. Ideally, you would want Kozak centering your energy line, and I think he would be a very good person to – be that guy long term. I mean, if he and Malenstein were on that energy line forever, even if Dunn were on there with them, I probably wouldn't have any problem with that, because those guys go on together and they tend to bottle the other team up in their own zone. Now, they don't put the puck in the net a lot, but if you keep doing that, that helps the other lines. You know, if you're constantly getting in there on the forecheck and getting in on the defense, now you got the defense kind of glaring over their shoulder a little bit, like where are these guys coming from? And I think it helps the other lines on a forecheck too. So if that became the Sabres' full-time energy line for a while, I'd have zero problem with that.
Norris scratched in Edmonton. What did you say, Bulldog? Illness,
and
soreness.
Right, yeah.
Should we remain calm here?
He pulled something, according to Lindy Ruff.
Right.
That's all he said. I was watching the interview with reporters, and no, you know what? He said tweak something.
Yeah.
That wasn't anything to do with what he had earlier in the season.
Great.
But the illness sounded like it was more than the tweaking.
Paul, I don't mean to be a jerk, but I swear to God, Norris could be walking around with a flaming spear sticking out of his shoulder, and they would say it's not related to a previous injury. I think I don't know. I don't say it has to be that, but it just whatever.
I don't think I want it to be unrelated.
Right? I don't know. The poor guy. He's just one thing after another. Hopefully, I did hear he has a chance to play Sunday. So
well, it's interesting, you know, in the four games he's played since, he not that plus minus is the end all be all. He has a point in every game. Points in every game, and he's minus seven in his last three games. I mean, I've seen him play some pretty bad defensive hockey so far, but he hasn't played a lot of hockey either.
Right.
This is almost like training camp for him.
Right.
But he also has contributed offensively at the other end. A lot of it has been in the power play.
Paul, what do you think about Krebs? I mean, I know the Greenway thing didn't stick this time with Thompson and Tuck. it's Krebs now. And I mean, they got a win, and Tuck scored in overtime. Not that Krebs had anything to do with it, but Thompson scored. Boy, Evan Bouchard, who's kind of a guy that gets a hard time from Oilers fans, probably was eating it pretty hard after that play against Thompson the other night. But Krebs on the wing there is maybe curious to a lot of observers.
It was him, too, that got beat by Tuck to open up both.
Right.
You know, Tuck went in and won the battle and got the Sabres possession. But anyway, all right, Krebs is an interesting story because he's always hustling. He will show up in any battle. He will show up in any fight. He is there for the fight. When that schmozzle around the net that I pointed out last time I was on with you guys, where everybody was going wild, he started it and was in the middle of it. But at the end of the day, I got to get some production out of him.
Yeah.
He's got nothing. No goals in 30 games. The reason he's minus seven is because he's never on for a goal four. And, you know, so it's either a goal against or he's playing well even or but it's not for goals four. I got to get some production out of a forward, especially that is a gifted passer like he is. He can't have no goals and eight assists. I'm sorry. So that's where I am with him. I got to get some type of production out of him, and I'm not getting it. As much as he hustles, but I can find other guys that can hustle and stick their nose in things too. So as far as being up there with Thompson and Tuck, no.
Ellis to IR, does this maybe, no offense to the guy, but solve a problem for them temporarily in terms of the goalies?
Well, Lindy was sarcastic about it. I guess he's tired of the media and everything because he goes, well, if we didn't have three goalies, we wouldn't have Lukanen sitting in the locker room as the E-Bug goalie, all dressed and ready to go.
I don't want to hear that from him.
No.
I didn't either. No. I thought he embarrassed himself there.
Because his implication, I think, the other day was that goalies
he's sick of it. Yeah, right.
And now it's like jokes on us.
I thought he embarrassed himself by saying that. It's just like Ellis is on IR because you can retroactive it back to the game, and they'll go through the protocol, which will take him through his 7 days. He actually, from what I was reading, I think Lindy trolled the media today that he's feeling much better, but they're going to go through the protocol.
Right.
You know, they're going to do the right thing with it. So, you know, it seems like after he gets through protocol, he'll be right back out there again. But right now, at least you get his roster spot. And, you know, Lyon apparently had gotten hurt in the morning skate, but came back. So it was like looking like it might be Lukanen and nobody, you know. But Lyon did come back out, and it appears like he's going to be ready to start from everything that I'm reading.
Okay.
And somewhere in the midst of all this, Roseanne showed back up. Like, yeah. I tried to turn the game on the other night. I'm like, I just talked to Paul like 3 hours ago. What is that? Owen saw it first. Like, I think that's Roseanne. I'm like, no, he's not there.
Yeah, no, he is. Well, they were in Belleville. So Kuntar actually took a car to Toronto from Belleville and then got a flight to Vancouver. And Roseanne might have been on the other side of Belleville. And, you know, before the game, and
right,
done pretty much the same thing. To tell people, so people understand, Ostlund could not come back until he played Belleville.
Right.
It's a new rule that you, when you be it to so.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There were too many teams that were sending guys to the AHL but not sending them there.
Just paper, right? Yeah, like just, here's just a transaction.
Not. So they made a rule that you have to play at least one game with the AHL team. So Auslan did have to play last night. Now he's eligible to come back. They were probably thinking, too, all right, we're not going to use – so Kuntar might be better for this. If you're not going to
spare
use the guy.
Spare guy in case somebody right.
So now Auslan is eligible to come back to the big club. That's why Roseanne, who a lot of people were upset, he got sent down.
Yeah.
You know, so he got an opportunity to come back. He played with McLeod and Quinn. I might have been tempted to throw him out there with Thompson and Tuck. I think I would have been more than tempted, quite honestly, instead of Peyton Krebs.
Belleville is a few hours east of Toronto. Not as far as Ottawa, I think, but
yeah,
maybe
they
a 3-hour
said it was
drive.
A 3-hour car ride from Belleville to Toronto. I have seen it because, as you know, I take the train now to Ottawa and Montreal, and Belleville is a stop along
in between.
The way
All right.
to Montreal because I go, oh yeah, Belleville, the Amherst play them.
Maybe it's beautiful this time of year.
Stop there. I didn't get out, but yes, I know we were stopping in Belleville.
I am taking a trip next weekend with my son to Vermont, and then we're going to Toronto at the back end of the trip, and we're going to drive back through Canada, just because I think it would be different and interesting. And I think it might even be shorter to cross up like, you know, Clarkson or St. Lawrence.
Yep. People don't understand, you know, what the people who live in Detroit and Buffalo do, but when I tell people, well, I'm driving to Detroit, and I'm actually only going to be in the United States for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And most of it is from my house to the Peace Bridge.
Right.
10 minutes of it is that. Right. 5 minutes is it because once you cross in Detroit, you're in downtown Detroit.
And, yes, go ahead, sorry.
So
I'm excited to say something
else. At the end of the day, you're in Canada for all but 15 minutes of the drive. And people are like, well, how can that be? because going over the lake is a lot shorter than going under it.
And that drive into Detroit from Windsor, you're actually going north, which makes that one of two places in the continental U.S. where the U.S. is north of Canada.
We had a girl.
Grand Island's the
Grand Island. Beaver Island is the other one.
Beaver Island.
I'll be quick with this because I know you guys got to go. But we had a girl who worked in when we had a news department at WGR. I'm not going to say her name. I don't want to embarrass her. She went to a assignment around Hamilton, Ontario. And she was gone, and she was gone, and she was gone. And everybody, like, where is she? She finally calls. She got turned around leaving the assignment. She was about 10 minutes out of Detroit.
Oh.
She had no idea.
Tough one.
And I knew she had a bad sense of direction anyway. And she had no idea until it's like, why am I not home yet? She stopped and said, oh, yeah, the border's just like 10, 15 minutes away that way. The Detroit border.
The Ambassador Bridge. She was going west. O-U-E-S-T.
Yeah. Before I felt bad for her.
All right, Paul. We'll hear from you in a few hours here with Brian.
Take care, guys.
All right. Paul will be along with pregame with Brian starting at 9 o'clock. His appearance with us here on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Paul not impressed with the Grand Island trivia. He had no time for it.
He went
into a story.
He wanted to tell that story.
Sal Capaccio with us earlier with the Bills and an important injury update today. That's coming up next here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.